This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, I reported on a new study that suggested that tens of thousands of women who'd been told that they had very early stages of breast cancer, called ductal carcinoma in situ, may have had treatment they didn't need. The aggressive treatments that are recommended seem to make no difference to most women's health. Well, few in America are more familiar with the conventions related to the care of women with breast cancer than is Dr. Susan Love, a noted breast cancer surgeon, author, patient advocate, and medical professor. Dr. Love spent her career pushing hard against a conservative, often male establishment who subscribed to the more is better philosophy. For example, Dr. Love was an early pioneer in lumpectomies when others in medicine were pushing hard for total mastectomy. She argued, based on her research, that medical outcomes like life expectancy were the same, but that unmeasurable factors like self-esteem, self-respect, feeling of attractiveness, and overall well-being were far better in those that had minimal lumpectomies. But the profession has been very slow to change. She describes how even today people are pushing for bilateral mastectomies.
Women are having bilateral mastectomies when there's, you know, no benefit from it. And a lot of harm that usually the doctors don't bother to tell them. Like they say, you know, your breasts will look normal, and they mean to them.
So doctors still offer older treatment in spite of good evidence. Why do doctors resist changing their practice?
I think it's a combination of reimbursement, the fact that a mastectomy is easier, and then keeping the patient happy. This study says, oops, we got to rethink this.
So doctors need to rethink, but so do patients. Patients don't always care about what the research shows. Even now that these study results have been released, Dr. Love predicts that behaviors won't change because women are willing to take extraordinary steps if they think it will improve their chance of success. And women don't regret being overly aggressive.
The vast majority that I've talked to don't have regrets. They say, you know, I just needed to do everything I could do. And that's sort of the one thing that you have control over and you can do. You can offer your breasts up to the gods, and then maybe you will get your life back.
What is best practice changes, and we need practice based on what the evidence shows.
Science changes. We're only ever making our best guess at the moment, and stay tuned. It'll change. The world was flat, and it wasn't. We thought early detection mattered, and then we realized maybe not so much.
We need to teach doctors and provide incentives for them to do the right thing. And we need to allow for them to have conversations with people that are often complicated so that people can understand the risks and select the choice that's most consistent with their own values. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.